At the meeting, about 20 people representing communities throughout St. Petersburg opposed the ordinance. Only about 5, most from Clear Channel, supported it. The move could have netted about $20 million for the city over 20 years, but opponents said it wouldn't be worth the long-term damage to the city's image. Mary Alice Lang represents the historic Old Northeast Association.
The board opposes all digital billboards of any form in the city of St. Petersburg and respectfully asks that each city council member votes to maintain the current ordinance established in 92.
But St. Pete Mayor Bill Foster said that this was a great opportunity to remove the visual blight of static billboards.
Getting rid of 40 faces and then trading in another 40 for 3. Getting rid of the visual blight that's in the neighborhoods now, I think it's so important. Attrition will move at a snail's pace.
Councilmember Jeff Danner agreed with Foster, fearing that the city would never again have such an opportunity to have so many billboards taken down on Clear Channel's dime. Danner said that the current rate of attrition would still leave dozens of static billboards standing for decades.
And I do know how to do the math. 27% in 10 years of the 80 we're talking about, in 10 years, we'll still have 58. In 10 years, we'll still have 43. In 50 years, we'll still have 17. In 100 years, we'll still have 5, by eliminating 27% every 10 years.
Supporters of digital billboards said they would be a great showcase for local businesses to advertise, though one opponent remarked he can already get enough information on his smartphone. The Grand Central Business District Association President Kurt Donnelly supported the ordinance because many of the businesses in that area received discounted advertising from Clear Channel.
Grand Central has kind of separated itself from Kona. We are not for removing all billboards in the city. We think advertising is a good thing. It can be done properly.
Kona is short for the Council of Neighborhood Associations. When Clear Channel held its previous meetings to discuss pros and cons of digital billboards, neighborhoods were only given a few minutes to state their case, and Kona had to hire a private attorney in order to even join the discussion. Council member Steve Cornell admonished the lack of transparency.
The experts came from Clear Channel only. And no experts, I think an expert should have come on the other side, and those should have been compared, and then a decision made. At that point, should we proceed? And then the parts should have happened with Clear Channel.
Supporters claimed that the billboards could help local arts and tourism, but opponents pointed out that states like Vermont are thriving without billboards at all. And while Clear Channel lobbyist Todd Pressman argued the proposal's advertising potential to create jobs, council member Steve Cornell didn't see the connection.
And just because a corporation makes money does not necessarily mean they go out and start hiring people. Their job is to make money. And they should do that, and I welcome that, and they should make money. But the two don't always go together.
Todd Pressman doesn't live in St. Petersburg, and he asked the council to vote on facts, not the emotion of St. Petersburg residents who might receive digital billboards. But one resident, Nakisha Dixon, said that there are studies to show digital billboards to be not only bright and gaudy, but also unsafe.
After doing a little bit of research, I was able to find several studies that showed an increase in traffic accidents in areas in which the billboards were introduced. Some increases were high as 38%. In accidents. The billboards are used to capture the attention of commuters, and that's exactly what they do. These same studies show that a two-second glance doubled the risk of crashes or near crashes on highways. Driver safety risk is increased, particularly for billboards placed at intersections and at bends in the highways.
Council member Bill Dudley said a pretty lady walking down the street is just as distracting as a digital billboard, but many opponents pointed out that billboards become a permanent fixture in the landscape, providing distraction 24/7. Council member Jim Kennedy joined the majority in a 6-3 vote to reject the ordinance after hearing dozens of community members passionately oppose it.
With that, I see we're at 11:59. So,
hold up for one more minute.
We will see. Does anyone else have any last minute?
Let's vote.
That they want to say anything.
After losing the deal, Clear Channel's Todd Pressman told WMNF that Clear Channel is no longer planning to remove any static billboards, but Kona Chair Maureen Stafford vows to eventually rid St. Pete of all billboards and said Pressman's position is all sour grapes.
We at Kona know that the work is going to, that's got to come is going to start right now. Hopefully this brings us to a point where we can take the momentum of everybody that came here tonight on both sides, and we can work to make this make this billboard blight go away. This is the beginning. I thank you for the opportunity for that.
After the meeting, City Attorney John Wolf said that although opponents of the ordinance might feel success in having stopped digital billboards, the state still has the power to override local governments and allow them in the future. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.